Let's Ranch It Up. After this, of course. It's the sale worth waiting for, CK Bar Ranch. Simmental and Simmangus bulls designed to add pounds and profit to your program, where bulls offer the best of both worlds with proven calving ease and growth to maternal strength. Join the CK Bar Ranch crew Friday, April 3rd at St. Ange Livestock in St. Ange, South Dakota. Bid and buy online at DV Auction, and videos, catalogs, and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and ckbarranch.com. Join us April 3rd in St. Ange, South Dakota for a powerful set of bulls ready to go to work for you. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, the nation's largest seed stock supplier, invites you to the ranch in Ideal, South Dakota for the 54th annual Top Cut Angus Bull Sale, powered by the Motherlode, featuring 200 registered Angus bulls backed by proven maternal strength and long-term cowherd value. All sale information at ranchchannel.com and jorgensenfarms.com. For 54 years, the Top Cut Sale has been the standard for practical, performance-driven Angus genetics. Jorgensen Land and Cattle at the ranch, Monday, April 20th. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Wanner, a.k.a. Beck.
I have an opinion for you, but I need to preface it with this. On this date in history, the year was 2023, Utah became the first state to limit social media for minors. What's your thoughts on that? Should we limit social media for minors?
Okay.
It's kind of a hot topic.
It is a hot topic. And let me preface this with Tigger and I, neither of us have children. And so we're not parents having to worry about this as much.
So we know everything, right?
No, you're right. But I will say from my outside opinion, because you and I use social media so much in our lives for our businesses.
Yep.
That personally, I feel youth should not be allowed social media until... Hold it off as long as you can put it off. That's all I'm going to put it as.
Totally agree with you, because they say that young people nowadays, and not just young people, we're guilty of that too. Screen time is epic, and that social media can start to just absolutely run your life.
100%. And on top of it, if you look at your own use of social media, you'll realize it does become addictive. You sit there scrolling.
100%. You want to see how many likes are there and how many comments. It would have been better if social media wasn't even around, right?